1212, we have arrived on anchor.fm, GYGB, Guard Your Grill Boxing Podcast. I am your host, Roberto Flack, and like I said, this is our first quasi-official episode. The crew, ROD and Coltrane, will be here in further episodes. This is, in essence, a first segment, first, I guess, tryout, quick discussion on Anchor.fm. So for our new listeners, welcome. We've been a 10-year going podcast. We are on Facebook. If you haven't seen, Facebook.com/GYGBoxing, Instagram at Guard Your Grill Boxing. We are... beyond fans of the sport, we are students of the game. Shout out to my man Docs, who termed the phrase, we speak from the cheap seats. We give it to you uncut, raw, unadulterated, about what we think is the greatest sport in the world of boxing, the sport of boxing. And I think for this first quick episode, one of the big topics in boxing, though there are many to discuss, I think the biggest storyline that has really hit the boxing world pretty hard, as it relates to controversy, PEDs, high-profile fighters getting nabbed. I'm not going to go too much into it. Like I said, this is our first, quasi-first episode on Anchor.fm. And again, welcome to all our new listeners. I just wanted to give my take on this whole situation as it relates to, obviously, Canelo Alvarez testing positive for clenbuterol, and the fight with Triple G that was supposed to take place literally next Saturday night as I'm recording this. And Triple G is now going on to fight Vanes Marchrosen, to the displeasure of many. Though it will be on regular HBO, live from the StubHub Center. So, again, man, let's backtrack a little bit. We got the news in February that he tested positive twice for clenbuterol, which, for those who aren't aware, is obviously a banned substance. But it's, when people ask, what are the benefits and things of that nature? Well, when you do your research on it, many bodybuilders use this. It's a substance that helps really burn fat at a high rate, and it is a major stamina increaser during training. So while people may get it misconstrued that it's an anabolic steroid, it is not. But it is a substance that is banned by VADA, WADA, and USADA, the three major sanctioning bodies as it relates to drug testing and things of that nature. So the boxing world really got a punch in the gut, in a sense, because, Canelo Alvarez is not only, one of the main boxers. He's probably one of the most high-profile fighters in boxing today when you talk about money that's generated in Las Vegas anytime he fights, which really has consisted of the two Mexican holidays, May 5th and the Mexican Independence Day during September. And the track record shows, when he's fought on those dates, it's been big ratings, big ticket sales. Obviously, depending who he's fighting, big pay-per-view buys. And the Triple G fight last September did, I think, like 1.4, 1.5 million. So, again, man, lots of success tied to him, lots of money tied to him. So, naturally, this rang bells throughout the sports world, not just boxing. This was something that was covered on ESPN, Fox Sports. This wasn't just on the boxing publications. But little by little, things started to unfold, and he was given a temporary suspension, which is now turned into a 6-month suspension, retroactive from February. So he will be eligible to fight in September. And like I said, Triple G wanted to stay busy. They went through different names. You know, people were wanting him to fight Jermall Charlo and Billy Joe Saunders and Danny Jacobs and Demetrius Andrade, these guys. And the reality is those fights were never going to happen because it's just you don't make those type of fights last minute, you know. And some, you know, people would bring up the notion that, you know, well, you know, Vitaly Klitschko fought Lennox Lewis on a 3-week notice, and yeah, that's a little different situation. They were actually planning the fight that December. They were fighting on the same card. The Kirk Johnson, who was supposed to fight Lennox Lewis, had to bow out due to an injury, and Lennox Lewis took the fight, but best believe he got paid a bit extra for that, you know, and which I believe was a problem here. And nobody was going to fight Triple G that quickly. Jermall Charlo, Dan, any of those guys. I mean, to give Triple G respect, those guys individually would have had to have had a complete different training camp and probably their hardest training camps to fight somebody the caliber of Triple G. You don't just walk in 3 weeks, 2 weeks notice to say, okay, yeah, I'll throw my hat in there, let alone for less than $1 million. You know, anybody that gets in there with Triple G, as far as like a high profile fighter, should be paid accordingly, you know, and considering those fights likely would be on pay-per-view. So most people did not think he was going to get in there with anybody of that caliber, though none of us were really expecting to see Vanes Martirosyan, who's been like a real like a career junior middleweight. But nevertheless, that's happening May 5th. But the question now is whether or not we are going to see Canelo versus Triple G 2 in September, okay? And to be respectful to Vanes Martirosyan, I mean, you know, that fight still needs to come and go. But conventional wisdom should tell you Triple G should win that fight pretty convincingly. And then we're going to see if we're going to get this fight in September, because while I'm of the belief, while the crew is of the belief that we are going to see this fight in September, we can't rule out that Canelo may take a tune-up first. Okay, now let's put everything in onto the table, okay? Up until September, Canelo will be out an entire year of inactivity since the last Triple G fight. He just came off a knee surgery, okay? You know, on top of that, it's not concrete that both parties have sat down and spoken about setting up, you know, going, you know, forward with the rematch in September. I think obviously to the respect of Vanes Martirosyan, or, you know, finishing that fight, I think they will explore that. But we do have to consider that Canelo Alvarez may take a tune-up, okay? And again, like I just mentioned, just coming off a knee surgery, now, you know, you're assuming he's going to be tested a lot more. And if you're Oscar De La Hoya, do you throw Canelo right back in there with Triple G? Or are you that confident that he will beat him with everything that, you know, has been put on the table? The flip side is, in the world of boxing, and especially in this day and age where social media and everything, you know, that deals with just the overall, you know, light being in your face, or, you know, you being in the limelight, fans, I don't believe, are going to wait around for a year, another year, for that fight to happen again. And, you know, we're thinking about having it September, but, you know, to wait May of 19, you know, I think it kind of starts to fizzle out the fight, because the reality is now this fight has turned into an official grudge match. I know everybody saw the ad, the Jordan ad, with Abel Sanchez, you know, cutting up the steak and, you know, kind of throwing a shot at Canelo. That's had to get under Canelo's skin. And Oscar De La Hoya was on record saying that, you know, the ad pissed him off. And again, Canelo's going to wail on him. And, you know, but Oscar's being a promoter. You know, he's putting the promoter hat on. But for me, the smart thing would be to do the fight in September if they want to cash in on the hype. You know, because it's still fresh. And, you know, Canelo himself has a lot to prove now, man. You know, most people thought he lost the first fight, including myself. I scored it in one viewing. I scored it 116-112. The second viewing, I scored it 115-113, both for Triple G. And while people think that Triple G needs to do more, I mean, I think it's the opposite. I mean, I think it's Canelo that has to bring something different to the table. Because from what I saw, he did, I believe, everything he possibly could. And he really walked out of there with a gift in that of a draw. Shout out to Adelaide Bird. But this September is obviously the prime date. You know, like I said, the Mexican Independence Day. If you thought that the first fight did big business, you better believe this second fight is going to do even more business, because people love grudge matches. And considering that, I think the likelihood of both guys being apprehensive is very low now, which is likely going to turn into... I never like to compare fights like Hagler Hearns, because I mean that's a once in a lifetime type of fight as far as how it played out. But I think we're not going to see a more cautious Canelo and Triple G in this. This is a fight I believe both guys may wear their heart on their sleeves. And it's kind of like, you know, whoever, you know, how Andre Ward likes to term, however the dice rolls, or, you know, however it's going to be, is going to be. And I think for the immediate, man, both parties have to understand, and I'm sure they know that this is very likely going to do bigger business. So if you wait till May, this doesn't need to build up anymore. I mean, if anything, you're kind of heading towards spoiled milk, because a lot can happen in a year. We've seen in boxing, a lot can happen in 6 months, okay? A whole year, and Triple G being that much older, I don't know if that's the best route, though some would argue maybe that's what they're trying to do on Canelo's side. But to give Canelo any type of credit, he is a prideful fighter. You know, whether you believe or not he cheated, you know, I'm of the belief he got nabbed, you know? But I think at the same time, he is a competitor. I think he knows he has to prove that he could beat Triple G. And if he's able to, Triple G is still in a position, and he's still, Triple G still at a level that if Canelo can get a solidified win over him, I think that raises his stock. Especially now, him being is going to be drug tested a lot more, and the microscope's going to be right on Canelo. I think that would kind of take him off of that dark, or remove that dark cloud that's over his career right now. Because naturally, you're starting to look back at other fights. You know, and funny enough, the one guy that's been very quiet during this whole ordeal is Miguel Cotto. And he's a guy that has plenty to complain about as it relates to guys that potentially could have cheated against him. And I'll just leave it at that. But we're going to find out, I believe after May, you know, because following May, and maybe they're already discussing this, you know, because the verdict's already out. You know, Canelo can come back and fight. And when they announced Canelo Triple G, it was on the immediately following the Chavez Jr. fight, and which basically told us that they already had this planned all along. Triple G came out, they had the whole billboard and all, everything. Like they had this. It was like Saturday night's main event, or it was like WrestleMania. Like it was straight WWE. And I have to think Tom Loeffler, Eric Gomez, Oscar De La Hoya have discussed what the next course of action is, because there's a verdict now, you know, and Canelo will be able to fight technically by August. So following May 5th, man, we're going to hear something. And I think if we don't hear anything by the end of May, I'm telling you, man, get ready to hear about a tune-up fight. I really hope that doesn't happen, but we'll have to wait and see, man. So this is my quick, you know, quick first episode on Anchor, anchor.fm. We appreciate all the new listeners that are going to be joining us. And, you know, if you're listening to us the first time, follow us at Garage Grill Boxing on Instagram. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/GYGBoxing. I post videos up there. There's constant content on there every day. So follow us and we'll be back, man. So we'll see you soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.